Foot race here, no icing. Forsling will have to make a play. It's stripped away by Panarin, given to Schneider. Far circle, a shot blocked, recover shot, save, rebound. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on Trocheck right at the top of the goal crease to stop Trocheck on the rebound. Sergei Bobrovsky protects the one goal Panthers lead with 13:35 to go in the second.
Osterina gets it out to the neutral zone. The final seconds tick away, and the Florida Panthers win 3-1 to start their road trip over the New York Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Sergei Bobrovsky, the fastest goaltender in NHL history, to 400 career wins. A big congratulations to Sergei Bobrovsky, the 14th goalie in the history of the National Hockey League to 400 victories.
Yeah, it's, you know, the moments that when you put the gear on and go out and play in the NHL, that's so special. It's not many people can go through that, and so I appreciate that and very, very valued that. So I wanted to be at my best possible shape to take the best out of it, you know. So, and that's why. So it's all little pieces. I've been long enough in the hockey, in the professional sport, and so I got my preparation, and I'm still developing. I enjoy the game like a little kid.
I don't mean any disrespect. His first 9 years in the league, he wasn't playing, you know, necessarily in front of very elite teams. He had to grind for those wins, so his numbers are hard earned. And a testament, I mean, that winning percentage is incredible. To do something that with so many of the great netminders this game has had. I'm really happy for him that he gets that recognition while he's at the peak of his game. And, I know the players really enjoyed it after.
Oh, yeah, we're celebrating him currently. You know, he's the backbone of our team. What he's done, not many people have, and I don't know if anybody has as fast as he has. So what an incredible goalie, what an incredible competitor, and just an amazing guy and teammate. I'm so lucky to be able to play with him, so lucky to be able to learn from him, and just I couldn't be happier for him, because nobody deserves it more, nobody works harder.
Focus.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
Sergei Bobrovsky yesterday, 400 wins, Leroy.
Mucho gracias.
Gracias. No, gracias to you, Bob.
Yeah. That's I mean, he's one of one.
Crazy.
Like you very rarely do you do something, whether it's in a career or a season, that puts you on the top of a list.
Not only that, but to do it against the Rangers, who had yet to lose in regulation. They go into Madison Square Garden yesterday. You got my guy, Carter Verhaeghe, getting his first goal of the season. And
You can say Carter Verhaeghe.
No.
You can't say my guy, Carter Verhaeghe.
No.
Why?
There has to be some sort of stipulation on TTL to my guy. You don't just go from TTL to my guy.
The whole point of TTL is those are my guys who I give TTL to.
I need to speak to someone. No, these are rules.
That is the whole point.
This is not fair.
Stupid Rangers go out there. They think, Eastern Conference Final. So the Panthers have already eliminated. I've eliminated them from concern. They've beaten the Boston Bruins twice, once on the road without their two stars. And now they beat the Rangers yesterday in Madison Square Garden. So any of these guys who are like, we're going to get our revenge against the Panthers. And I got to tell you, my favorite thing is watching these press conferences afterwards, boys, where you have just all these Northeast reporters who are like, how are you guys in their heads? How are you guys? They're better. That's how, dude. And Sergei Bobrovsky, congratulations to him. This is from the Panthers yesterday, Leroy, in the locker room. Bob speaking to his teammates because they were celebrating him.
Fortunate to be part of this team, part of this group. I enjoyed every minute, every second of it. So thank you guys so much. I cannot thank you enough for tonight as well. So let's keep it.
Jeez, he has so much armor on. It's crazy. Because he's like,
I mean, because underneath that is a skinny dude.
He's so,
right?
Dude, there's nobody better at saving pucks on their ass than that guy. Like, he does this snow angel save yesterday. I'm like, how?
He does it all the time. What about the one last year?
Oh, yeah. All the time. But he's always he had one yesterday. He stretched out full go and then got it again on the rebound. I'm like, he's the most flexible dude. It's crazy what he's able to do.
It's amazing how he can get. So he'll make a diving save on one side, right? And then be able to get back to his feet, get to the other side, and then block another one.
And then, like, when there's those crazy scrums where he doesn't have a stick, he's like, head on the swivel. But you know, you're not getting past it without that. It doesn't matter. He cannot have a stick. He can go out there without a stick. He's gonna come up with the saves. I love it. Stupid Rangers. Ridiculous.
Giraffe on skates.
Oh, I'm so glad they sent that. I mean, you know, I wish him well in his career, but I'm so glad they sent that kid down to the minors. Rempy. Remember they said, look at Rempy out there. He's gonna rough up some Panthers. Yeah, all right. Enjoy the Hudson Valley, dude, or wherever the hell you play minor league hockey in New York.
Boom!
Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive. And by the way, you know, Anton Lundell, you want to talk about stepping up in the captain's absence. Barky not here? We got baby Barky. He's coming through, Leroy. This kid is that line has been incredible. I mean, we've talked about that. You know, Paul Maurice has called that line of him, Rhino, and Lustarainen the safety blanket of the team, which is true. I mean, they're just lighting it up like crazy. But Lundell has just been such a monster in the absence of Alexander Barkov. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Love this Panthers team.
I mean, the one thing that I would say is that they're really deep, right? And that's the thing we all take for granted. That how deep they are, and that's really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, you can pretty much go, I want to say, to the end of their roster, and they're contributing. Like, each line has a guy you go, uh-oh, so-and-so's in the game, got him, right?
They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Islanders, and then they'll wrap it up against Buffalo on the road. Well, actually, they'll just continue to go further on the road because then they go to Finland. Which is going to be great. They're basically little Finland.
That's like a home game away, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, I can't imagine what that crowd's going to be like for little Finland. They should put them all in the same at the same time.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
That's Goosey's.
Yeah, that was Goosey's. Mm. So happy for Bob, man. Yeah. So happy for him. Doesn't look like he's slowing down. I'll tell you what. That dude is in great shape. Everybody's saying, and I mean, he looks as quick as ever. He looks as locked in as ever. And what a bounce back too! What a bounce back, because they got throttled by Minnesota the other night. But I mean, these big matchups, it is interesting. These weird teams have taken them out, but any of the teams that they've had playoff crossings with thus far, Leroy, mm-hmm. they've let them know, Daddy's still here.
Daddy's still here.
Daddy's still here. All right. You gotta come take it. Speaking of daddy, Canes, Knowles coming up tomorrow. We'll get into a little bit of that rivalry coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.